First, what is the reason behind why I am doing this podcast, actually? Because I don't want to do anything without just a big necessity to it. And I don't want to have the next podcast. Just the next podcast, you know? There are like thousands, hundreds of thousands of podcasts. I don't know how many there are, actually. But why listen to this podcast? Why am I recording this podcast? I think there are two reasons to it. First is, after having had a life where I was only focused on making money and only focused on making more and more money, I reached a point where I felt there is something that I'm missing. There is something that I'm longing for. And this is my heart. And up until now, till today, there's one thing that is to me so fulfilling, which is working with myself on myself, basically. And not being a zombie, but being a feeling creature. So now what I tend to do is that I adapt to my surrounding, as most people do. So when people don't feel, or when people are afraid, or when people want me to behave in some certain way, I tend to adapt to it. Now, what I found out for me is, when I give myself a place, let's say like this, where I can step out of this role, where I can step out of this role of just being the version that I'm functioning in the connection with the people I'm around at the moment, I will have the space to reflect on myself, to see how I'm growing, which way I'm going, how I'm feeling at the moment, what is motivating me, what needs need to be fulfilled, let's say like this, and who am I at this moment? So it's this way of stepping out, looking out from the outside of my life and seeing, who am I? As well, by connecting to myself and feeling, without being afraid that my feelings will have any consequences. So having this safe space in this podcast here, where I have the necessity that I can, or that I take time to reflect on myself, see who I am, feel how I'm feeling, and then take the fitting consequences afterwards. So it is definitely something that is helping me to grow. And it is something that is helping me to connect to myself, which is, as said, something that has been missing in my life before. And the other reason I'm doing this podcast is mainly because I want to build good karma, let's say it like this. In the past, I sold some things, some products that I'm not really proud of. And I worked with people in ways that I'm not really proud of. When I was 21, I had shares and was the manager of a quite successful supplement company. You know, supplements for dieting, for weight loss. And this company was quite successful, but the way we sold the products didn't feel like it touches my heart, or didn't feel very honest. It was just like, hey, let's see how can we sell more of it, but not, does it really help the people? Does it really do something good? Is it something that changes their life, or is it just good for us because they pay us their money? And I never asked myself, okay, how am I feeling selling this product? There was this, you know, those situations when you have this voice in your head and you feel like, Okay, it's saying that it is not good, but I need to switch off this voice. This voice, when it's there, it says, you know, maybe the product you're selling is shit. Maybe that's the reason why you hate yourself. Maybe that's the reason why you are so insecure all the time. Maybe that's the reason why you don't feel your heart connected to what you're doing. And that's the truth. That was the truth. And to be honest, I really hated it. And there was this fucking voice because I just wanted to do the money and to make the money. So I just ignored it. I tried to ignore it. And but somehow there was this longing inside of me that was so loud that this voice that I ignored started to create visible changes within my body that were so annoying to me that I needed to start listening to this voice. That's when I learned that ignoring this voice can lead to big consequences, as in sicknesses, health problems, burnouts, and so on and so on and so on. And that's the second reason I'm doing this podcast now, because I believe there are many other people on the same journey as I am. People that want to become more successful, people that want to achieve better goals or bigger goals or higher goals, and people that on their way want to feel connected to themselves. That's what I wanted. And so what happened to me was, when I was 21, my companies made around 30 million euros yearly revenue. I had around 35 employees, and I decided to leave everything behind. And by leaving everything behind, I moved. I lived in Germany at that time, and I moved out of Germany to different places. And I left my companies behind, started new companies, and with one big mission: to discover the connection to my heart, basically, to discover the connection to, okay, let's feel. I want to feel something. I want to make this world, this life that I'm living in this world, worthwhile. And not just functioning, not just working with some people. I'm not asking myself if I really want to work with them. Not just selling a product that I need to switch off this voice to sell it. No. I wanted to do something where I see that touches my heart deeply. Where I don't feel like a crook. And that gives me the opportunity to, once I did my work, I can come back home, or I can share my work with my family, with my child, which is about to be born, and I don't have a bad conscience. I don't have to have a bad conscience. I can just connect with him, with my fiance. And I don't have this voice in my head, and I'm not going to have this voice in my head that says, Or let's say it like this: even if I have this voice in my head that says, is this really good what I'm doing, or can it be better? I know that now I'm in a position where I can listen to this voice, and I don't have to ignore it. And that's what I want to do. I want to give something out there that helps me listening to this voice, that helps me listening to this intuition. I think it's important to say that it's not just about doing everything what this voice does. But I think it's important to have the space to listen to this voice and not to be afraid to listen to this voice. That's something that my mentor taught me. That when I want to become like very powerful, like I should start working on where I'm afraid on some of some information that might be coming. I think he said something to me like, true power is not being afraid of any information, doesn't matter how big it is. And that's something that touches me still today, because that's what I want to achieve, or that's what I want, where I want to grow. So, and as I have sold products in the past that don't feel like where I see I'm very proud of, where I can say, oh, you know, I'm proud that I did it. No, it feels more like I have collected bad karma at that time. And now I want to do the opposite. I want to collect good karma. As simple as that. And now you people, yeah, just don't come here and say, well, but you are like still ego-driven. Yeah, you should be spiritual and not ego-driven and just do, I don't know what. I'm like, you know, the problem is, first of all, when I want to be not ego-driven, what would happen if I was ego-driven in that time? Most probably my brain won't give me the information at that time. So what would happen is I would ignore it. People would say to me, yeah, but you're ego-driven. I would say, no, I'm not. I'm not. I'm, you know, highly connected to my inner calling and just being in peace with myself. That's not ego-driven. I'm just doing it for others. Fuck it. No, I'm not doing it just for others. I'm still doing it for myself. If there are people that honestly just do it for others, I'm impressed. And I'm not there yet. If this is even something that can be achieved truly, honestly, or if there's always some little part in it that is ego-driven. Because I don't care about it, honestly. That's what I learned. First of all, when I started my journey and working with my mentor, I still remember walking through Hong Kong when I said something like, yeah, but isn't that egotistical in that way to look at it? And shouldn't I be more like this, you know, a guy that is doing things for others? And he was like, you know, what's the problem with being egotistical? What is the problem with having a big ego? Because our ego is just the way how we get into life, the way how we see life. And if we ignore it, we won't probably be able to see it. That's when I started to see, okay, you know what, I'm making peace with this part of me. That's what I want to tell to those guys here, just shouting now, hey, you should be, that's not really true, something good for your karma, because something good for your karma is when you do something completely selfless for others. Well, but wouldn't that be, again, something you would do for you because it is for your karma? Just saying. Okay, so, but that's the reason I'm doing this podcast, because I want to share my feelings, my experiences, and the information that I'm confronted with every day. And as one big thing that I want to address is that it is going to be in a direction of achieving better performance. So what I don't like is not having any goals, not having a certain direction to go into. You know, this is not going to be this kind of podcast where I say, you know, just calm down, sit, relax, and let the world tell you what to do. What the fuck? I'd consider this as pretty boring. No. This podcast I want to use to inspire you that having big goals, being a high achiever, wanting to achieve Formula One World Championships, wanting to achieve Grand Slams, as a tennis player, wanting to achieve millions and hundreds of millions. Wanting to achieve those typical things where you say, you know, I want to have this yacht in Dubai and the penthouse, and I want to have this and that and this. Okay, not a problem. You can have this. In this podcast, I want to share you a way where you can combine it, because I don't want to be this holy guy that shares with you how you should live life. No, I want to give you the opportunity to see that it can all be connected and that you can live this high-performance life with having a connection to your heart. And this is how I believe I can rebuild my karma and start enjoying my life even more, even better, and feeling more sense to it. You know, this whole topic of karma, I think it's actually very interesting, because it is something that I never took very seriously. I thought, you know, what is this karma thing? It's where I think karma is something from the Hindus, or I don't know, yeah, some Eastern religion probably, where it said, like, you know, just do something good and you will be reborn in a way that is even better afterwards. And you can level yourself up by doing things that are good. Or, oh, it's as well in the Christian religion, of course. Yeah, if you do something good, you will end up in heaven and not in hell. And in hell, you have to face your bad conscience. And I always thought, you know, what the fuck? I don't care about bad conscience. I can do whatever I want to do. And actually, that's the truth. I still remember the first day that I met with my mentor that was in Scotland, I think. And we went on, yeah, it was not the first day we met, but it was one of the first days. And we went into a beautiful castle there. And that's when he told me there's a difference between success and success. And I was like, you know, what do I care about different kinds of success? I just want to be successful. I just want to make the money. I just want to have the women. I just want to have the cars. I just want to have the penthouses. And I just want to have the great sex. That's it. I don't care about the rest of it. And then he dove a little bit deeper into it. And that's when he described to me, you know, it's actually true. You can achieve success by being a complete asshole. And that's something that can be achieved. For example, when I, or he said something about, I think, Flavio Briatore. Yes, he said, Flavio Briatore once said, you know, you can be a complete asshole to the people. But when you are successful, they will come back to you all the time. It's just, that's the rule, because you are the one who's successful, so the people will come back to you. But, and now that's the one big thing probably where the rule of karma for me, for example, is very important. And that's when I see that, when in this case, for example, that's what I did in the past. I had my office in Germany. I had my around 30 employees, and I was not seldomly a big asshole to the people I was working with, to the people that I was working with, to my co-owners of the company, and to my clients. And every day I went into the office, people gave me attention. Hey, Jeremy, good to see you. Hey, cool that you're here. Hey, nice to spend time with you. Wow, cool. And I was there and I was like celebrating it. I was loving it. I was like, oh, how cool is that? How people are actually... And I had like a few thousand people following me, around 50,000 people following me on YouTube. And I got the attention. I got this, you know, I was the cool guy. And then at some point I realized, I think it was probably when I was talking to my girlfriend at that time, because she was always on those parties. You know, she was studying at that time, and she was at those parties with her friends, and they always had this great time. When I went back home, I didn't have any friends. I was just there, and I was just with me, myself, and I, and with my girlfriend. That's it. And then there was this voice in my head that said, you know, maybe you feel alone, maybe. But then again, I said to myself, no, I can't be feeling alone, because I have these people that give me the recognition. I have these people that give me the attention. That's always good. It's something perfect. I mean, you know, I had this beautiful, those beautiful two cars, like a very, very cool Audi, very cool Mercedes AMG. And I thought to myself, you know, I am way cooler than all of those people. Those students celebrating. Yeah, I know. You know those YouTube videos that say, like, in your 20s, don't celebrate work? That's what I said to myself. I said, like, well, I'm the cool guy. I'm working. I'm not celebrating. So those reasons I gave to myself that everything's fine already, that's okay. Yeah? But it actually wasn't. And that's interesting now, because I got the attention, I got the recognition that I went for, but I didn't believe it. That's the simple, plain reason behind it, why it wasn't fulfilling. I didn't believe the recognition that I got. And that's something that might be important for you to go through as well. Do you believe when people tell you, you are so cool, thank you? When you do your videos, when you do your postings, when you get the likes, when you get the followers, do you believe that people say, wow, that's so wonderful what you're doing? Do you believe it? And that's when I started to go back to that time, you know, in my head, when my mentor told me there's a difference between success and success. You can be an asshole and can be successful, and you can be a cool guy and be successful. One big difference is you will feel this feeling of belonging when you are open to, on the one hand, not being just an asshole, and on the other hand, going into deeper connections with the people that are around you, and to go into a deeper connection with yourself. And that is one of the big reasons why karma is so important now to me, or call it karma, call it bad conscience, looking at my bad consciousness, call it self-punishment, self-inflicted wounds. Yeah, there are many, many sayings towards it. Heaven and hell, the nirvana, and I don't mean Kurt Cobain. Yeah, I'm very funny today, I know, sorry. Just, I have very, very bad humor, but you need to make yourself comfortable with it, because I'm not going to stop it, sorry. And so for me it was important at that time to see, okay, why don't I feel like I belong to other people? Why do I feel so insecure when I'm with other people? And it was that I went for wanting to have the recognition. But then again, that's not a problem, right? See? It's not a problem to get the recognition and to want to get the recognition from other people. Again, I don't want to tell you don't go for the recognition. No. Go for the recognition. If you want to be world champion, if you want to have big titles, if you want to achieve millions, and you want to get recognition for it, you want to go on stages and get the recognition from it, that's totally fine. It's just when you look at yourself into the mirror, you ask yourself, do you believe the recognition? And you ask yourself, and you can look at the people that give you the recognition. Is it that you can take it? is it that you can feed yourself with it? Or is it something hollow, with no deeper connection? Something like porn. Something like where you have this feeling of, okay, now I just need to jerk off and okay, get rid of any pressure. And now that felt good and that's it. Or like smoking a cigarette. Releasing the tension, the stress. Yes, it gives somehow security. It gives somehow safety when you get the likes, when you get the recognition. But then on the other hand, do you feel closer connected? Or do you feel alone? For me, for example, it was very, very important to look at the price that I'm paying. For example, when I got the recognition of other clients at my company or from my employees, did I really believe that those employees did a good job? Did I really believe that those clients were cool people? And honestly, from how my taste was and what my values were and still are, I neither felt that the employees were great, nor did I feel that the clients were like very cool. Oh, I was actually sometimes very annoyed by it. But now, wanting or needing to have the recognition, I couldn't look at the job that they did. I couldn't take a closer look at how and what they are doing. I couldn't take a closer look at the clients that I had and see, are those actually the clients with whom I can achieve this big success? No, because I needed them for something else. And because I didn't want to see, because I was so afraid to see that the recognition that I'm getting is not like very, it's not to be taken very seriously. You know, I was afraid that it was not to be taken seriously. Yes, that's correct. And because I was afraid of it, I couldn't look deeper. And the price that I had to pay was very big, because I had to waste time with employees that didn't do a good job, and I had to waste time with clients that didn't do a good job. And I had to waste time in a relationship where I wasn't fulfilled. And all of it just because I didn't want to look at the kind of person I wanted to be, the kind of values that I have. No, I just did some things without looking deeper. Okay. As we have now talked a lot, I mean, I touched a lot of different topics today already. And I think it's already some things that that help you to maybe reflect on some things. Honestly, as said, like, I had this voice the first time that I heard this difference between two types of successes. My first reaction was, oh, okay. Oh, you poor, you boring grandpa. Don't tell me about different kinds of successes. Oh, I'm bored. Yeah. But those are oftentimes the messages that sink in deeper. And now years after it, I can see still how big this is and how it changed my life. And I can see today, for example, when I see some postings, some people going out there and doing some marketing or whatever and just telling people to, just giving people some stupid explanations to become more successful, you know, all those coaches and stuff. It provokes me a lot. Like, it really is annoying to me when I see what kind of bullshit people are listening to. So maybe I can with my own work here in this podcast, I can provoke and inspire to ask yourself of what kind of success do you want to have. And with it, I want to wish you a beautiful day with lots of feelings, with lots of good sex or not, if you're a monk or in monk mode. And see and hear you hopefully soon. Bye-bye.